America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist. Hi, I'm Shaman Isis, and you are watching Intention with Shaman Isis. Today, we're going to be talking about emotional intelligence. But before I get to that, I wanted to thank our sponsors, IntentionFashion.com, beautiful, multi-purpose, sustainable fashion for women who have high-quality tastes and a mid-luxury budget. So please visit IntentionFashion.com and check out the Intention with Shaman Isis collection. It's beautiful and it's sustainable. Anyway, today we're talking about emotional intelligence, which is a really interesting topic, actually. It's a little bit more diverse, you know, as I was looking into it, researching it, than I actually knew on a more superficial level. I honestly think it's far more important than your IQ. And I think if we had more people, and especially here in America, that had a high EQ, we'd be getting along a lot better. Anyway, there's a list of 12 signs that you have a high IEQ. So if you want to know how high your EQ is, let's get to it. So one of the first signs of high EQ is somebody who is comfortable with change, which I find really interesting. I actually, this makes a lot of sense to me because I think when I think about that, people who react poorly to change, it's actually like a catalog list of everyone that I've ever known that had a really lack of self-control and self-awareness and liked to take it out on everybody. Them. So it makes a lot of sense that people who are comfortable with change have a high EQ. The reality is when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I remember learning about the word change from the Serenity Prayer. And it was a really, really profound lesson to get at that age. And thank God I did because I grew up in the foster care system. And that was one situation in which change is constant. So if you grew up in an abusive home or in a bizarre situation or home, you probably do well with change. You may do too well with change. But if you have a good reaction to change because you just understand that it's a natural part of life and you don't have a visceral response when you hear that something is going to change, that means a sign that you have a high EQ. Clearly, I've changed a lot. I used to be very, very controlling about situations and their outcome. And, you know, I think anybody who's type A like that's going to be that way, but I've really let go of a lot of that. And we'll more to that in a minute when we talk about perfectionism. Anyway, anybody who reacts well to change has good self-constraint. So the second sign of high EQ is somebody with a strong self-awareness. This is really interesting because it's somebody who has good depth and a strong understanding of their own strengths and weaknesses, and importantly, their triggers. We were just talking about that. So if you have a good awareness of your own issues, and God, we all have them, you guys, there's no such thing as perfection. We're all, you know, spiritual beings living a human experience, which I think is really wacky sometimes. But if you know your strengths and you know your weaknesses and you really understand your triggers and you don't take them out on other people around you, then you probably have self-awareness as one of your stronger points in terms of personality and your emotional intelligence. Anyway, the third sign of a high EQ is that you have empathy. Now, empathy is something that can be learned. I think there are a lot of people who are born naturally empathetic. This happens with our sensitives, and then there are people who learn it through life circumstances. And I think anybody who's lived enough on this planet and is going to be around probably has a natural bit of empathy going on, or they've learned how to manage it really well. Because empathy is awareness of how your behavior affects other people around you and the adjustments that you make for the responses of the people going on around you. And you see this a lot with counselors and teachers and people like that, that have a strong awareness of how of that kind of situation. But if you want to develop your emotional intelligence and you don't naturally have empathy, you can learn it. The opposite, I say this all the time in some of my other things on social media and in any of my wisdom shows that I do. If you haven't downloaded the Wisdom app, please go check it out. It's a wonderful place. I've met some great people there. Whenever I broadcast on Wisdom, I have a great time. But I talk a lot about how I think humans are like two sides of a coin. We're all like coins. We have the narcissistic side on one side, and we have our empathetic side on the other. They're the two extremes of the human condition, with narcissism being based on fear and selfishness, and empathy being the complete opposite, and a gentle understanding of everyone around you and the energy going on around you. Most of us are somewhere in the middle. I'm naturally drawn to people who are empathetic, and when we're upset, that's the kind of people. If there's somebody that you like to be around you when you're upset, they're most likely an empathetic person, and you can learn a lot from them. Number four on the list, which is something I referenced earlier, are people, this is a sign of emotional intelligence, are people who focus on progress versus perfection. And I really love this. It's something I had to learn the hard way. I used to really think that saying I'm a perfectionist was somehow a compliment to myself as a business person. And yes, you know, it really does help when you work in fashion and PR and marketing, and you do events because people like to know how things are going to turn out. And that requires a high level of control. But as with change, being able to focus in your life and personal life and your emotional life on progress versus perfection speaks to a maturity and depth that usually experience develops. Something about perfectionism that I found interesting is that it stems from the fear of things not turning out the way someone wants them to. And it's very strong in people with narcissistic personality disorder. If you're one of those people who really likes to control everybody around you and you're very obsessed with perfection, it's not a healthy sign. And it's not something that I would say anymore. And I noticed about 10 years ago that I stopped saying it when people asked me how I would describe my business style. I did it intuitively. I knew that saying that somehow wasn't a compliment anymore. And so progress over perfection, right? Anyway, the next sign on the list of signs of having a high EQ is somebody with a balanced life. And what's interesting about this is that we immediately think, oh, somebody who does it all is somebody who doesn't balance. But Shonda Rhimes said this really well in a speech she gave at a college. She was talking about her dynamic life and how people constantly ask her, how do you do it all? How do you do it all? And she said that she was not going to give the canned answer that she always gave, and that she would give a truly brutally honest answer. And she instead said, I don't actually do it all. Balanced lives are because people understand and see how their focus on one area of their life destroys or takes away from another area of their life. And they constantly make adjustments to try to make sure that the least amount of damage is going on and that they're giving as much as they can. But they also understand that there's no way to do that perfectly. If you're a strongly driven person like myself trying to build, you know, an empire to help other people, or if you're a very driven entrepreneur, a businesswoman, you know, type A, or, you know, just focused on being successful, you're going to sacrifice certain things. It's just what comes with it. You'll miss out on certain things in your life. It's that awareness that creates the balanced life and the desire to try to make adjustments, because just being aware of it isn't everything. It's about trying to walk that line and to give what you can to those different areas of your life. Another sign that you have a high EQ is that you have the desire to constantly learn. And I think sometimes this can be come across as a bit arrogant, because it's used to speak to someone's intelligence. Oh, I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly, learning something new. It, when in fact, it's the ability to admit not knowing something and the desire to go educate yourself to better understand it that this is referring to. So if you're a person who is constantly in the desire to learn and evolve your skill set, or your understanding of the world, then you probably have a high EQ. I know that for me, from an aging perspective, people who have a high desire to constantly learn, look more youthful. It is literally like drinking from the fountain of youth, and it's certainly better for people than a whole can of Botox. At least from what I've seen. I'm not sure if you know that I went through the Masterpiece Method this 2 years ago and lost over 80 pounds and completely restructured my life and started to focus my energy on helping other people get to a place of healing like I did. So if you're looking to help develop your emotional quotient and to become a more balanced person with a balanced life and mind, body, and soul harmony, send me an email, check out shamanisis.com and ask me about the Masterpiece Method because it really changed my entire life. I mean, I don't even look like the same person anymore, and I'm in my 50s, and I feel a youthful vigor for life that I haven't had in decades. Anyway, so if you like to learn, that's another sign that you have a heightened view. If you are a person that lives in gratitude, and this one is huge, huge, and I like everybody else, I struggle with this sometimes. I mean, I'm more consistently in a place of gratitude for every single thing I have in my very simple life. I'm very grateful for the roof over my head, for the food that I eat, for the people who love me. And if you can learn to live in gratitude, it will speak so much to your heart, to your soul, to your mind, to anybody who gets the chance to be in your space about what kind of person you are. Because when we're not living in gratitude, we're very difficult to be around. We're constantly bitching and moaning, and there's always this vast hole, and nothing will ever fill that hole up because the hole is in the way that you're thinking. It's not in the world that you're living in. In that frame of mind, nothing is ever going to satisfy you. You're never going to be happy if you can't be in gratitude for what you have, because then it's never going to be enough. Another sign that you have a high EQ is that you have ability to control your thoughts. That's a big one. I think if you have any kinds of addictions, this is huge for you. And I've certainly been in that position, as somebody who grew up the way that I did, having addictions was part of the story. And I used to have my own bad habits and unhealthy behaviors because I was miserably unhappy and depressed. And a lot of people didn't know it because I didn't know how to speak about my life because I lived in shame like so many of us do. I don't give a crap anymore. I'm very much in control of my thoughts. And if you're struggling with that kind of behavior, repetitive bad behavior, that's another reason to do the Masterpiece Method. Honestly, it helps you break patterns and habits. Controlling your thoughts and the ability to control your thoughts is a sign that you're in high EQ. So honestly, I think when we're talking about healing and dealing with a lot of the things that go on in our lives that create negativity, having a high EQ is really, really, really super important. The more I talk about it, the more I really believe it. I have spoken about this for about a year now, that I think it's what's missing from the American society. Our American dream only got us so far, capitalism only got us so far, and now we are lost because we don't have any structure for developing the emotional intelligence of our humans in this country, and it's showing on the covers of our newspapers. So I'm a big advocate for instituting new structures in our system that help produce people who do walk in harmony. If you are an assertive person who understands boundaries, who respects boundaries, who creates boundaries, who helps other people, and creates and respects their own boundaries, then you are probably high in EQ. I'm referring to assertiveness, not aggressiveness. You're a person who advocates for the healthy boundaries for everybody. That's another sign that you have a high EQ. And then the last one on my list of signs of having a high EQ is that you're receptive to feedback. And this means that you have people in your life, especially at work, and who help you with your personal life, you know, the balance of your personal life, that tell you the truth. I have a dear friend, Georgia, who worked with, we worked together for 5 years, I believe it was. And I loved working with her because she was one of the few people that I knew that could work in a position under someone in terms of the hierarchy of a business and still didn't hesitate to give her personal opinion or express when she was concerned about something. It was something I found very impressive about her. It is important to have people in your life that are not afraid to tell you the truth. And that was some of the business people that I really admire. Will speak to this. They'll talk about the fact that they have a feedback circle that tells them the truth about things. So there you go. That is your list. I think it's 12 signs that you have a high EQ. I hope that was interesting to you. You can certainly evolve and increase your EQ. I think it's one of those things that speaks to your flexibility as a person who wants to learn and is capable of admitting that you need to evolve and like we all constantly do. We're always going to be a work in progress. We are human beings. We are spiritual beings living a human experience. And sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes we need to evolve. So if you're interested in evolving, please reach out to me. And that is our topic on emotional intelligence. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. Please go check out our sponsor, intentionfashion.com, to check out their sustainable clothing for women or for whomever. I actually made the dresses long enough to fit anybody. So if you're 6'3", you can wear our dresses. They're long enough for anybody and can be hemmed if you're petite as well. So thank you to Intention Fashion for the sponsorship there. And I hope everybody has the most absolutely stunning week. I can just feel exciting things are coming in. It's going to be an incredible week of change. You know, when your manifestations are coming through, I can just feel that. So anyway, I hope you had a gorgeous, gorgeous weekend and that you've got a badass first week of August. Thank you so much for watching. And please subscribe, like, share, follow, and help support the show. We're still new. We're on season two, but we're trying to help people like we were helped have a better life. So anyway, namaste. Have a good one. Bye.
America is at a crossroad. Never before have we stumbled so spectacularly on the world stage as we have in recent years. The pandemic has brought many of our biggest issues to light. Homelessness and the mental health crisis have reached epidemic levels. Freedom of speech is under threat. Politics has never been more toxic, and corporate greed has reached heartbreaking levels. The climate crisis has brought a dramatic increase in natural disasters. Meanwhile, we stand on the threshold of artificial intelligence, which could serve as the best tool to help us deal with many of these challenges if we can keep the power out of the hands of a few. How do we deal with these many issues? By speaking radically, honestly about these challenges and their solutions. By becoming more enlightened to the facts and raising human consciousness, we can use this unprecedented moment in human history to create the most extraordinary advancement in our collective experience. I'm host Shaman Isis. Welcome to Citizen Journalist.